Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We thank God tonight for prayer, the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. We believe by faith right now that God is up to something wonderful, up to something mighty, up to something awesome in our lives. And we are here to pray, to come into agreement with the will of God for our lives. For Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yeah.
I know that God is, I'm on the mind of God and you're on the mind of God, and he wants to do something great, something good in our lives. And if God be for us,
yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Absolutely.
If God be for us, I know you might be going through. I'm about to read the scripture that reminds us that sometimes we're going to go through in this life. Sometimes we will face situations that we do not want to face. Sometimes there's going to be hardships and famines and trials that none of us, amen, want to go through. But I believe by faith right now, if God allowed it, you can handle it. Amen, somebody. If God allowed it, you can handle it. As you come forth through it, you're going to be better because of it. As you come through it, in God's might, in God's will, you will be better because of it. And that's what the devil don't want us to see, the other side. The devil don't want us to get to the other side of what God is up to. He don't want us to get a revelation of God really loving us and God really being with us and God being for us. Because the enemy's trying to blind, like he did in 1 Corinthians, trying to blind the minds of the people of God. And it looks like he's trying to do a good job as we look around our family and our relationships. The enemy is busy. But the blessings of God are still yea and amen for you and for me. The blessings of God are still yes towards us. So I even shared with the church on Sunday, sometimes I can't look at what the body of Christ is doing. I can't look at my neighbor sometimes. Sometimes, like the word says, I got to look to the hills. Come on, we know the word. We got to look to the hills from which cometh our help. Sometimes I need help. Sometimes I need encouragement. Sometimes I need an answer. It's not that you're selfish. It's not that you're self-minded or high-minded or conceited. But sometimes we are the ones standing in the need of prayer. Come on, amen, somebody. You know, when I was down with cancer, when that disease was getting the best of me, when it knocked me down for the count and I couldn't do for myself, yeah, I'm praying tonight. Yes, I can pray for somebody right now, but I remember the season. I remember the time in my life when I was diagnosed and when I came through it, being better after it, that I needed this prayer line. I needed my wife. I needed my church family to pray for me. And that's the only reason, even as I look at my book today, I got victory over cancer. Glory be to God. I got victory and won every battle in life when the enemy tried to separate and break up my marriage, when the enemy tried to come in like a flood. Glory be to God. We have to be reminded tonight that we have to pray without ceasing, that men ought always to pray. When my wife and I was going through in our marriage, we prayed. When we was going through with our money and with our finances and saw foreclosure notices and threats and when job layoffs happened and when famines began to come up in our lives, we prayed. When we have been misunderstood by people, we prayed. When we felt discouraged and down, we prayed. To God be the glory. So we are going to pray tonight. Because I know God is doing something wonderful and mighty in your life. Let's read a few scriptures and get right into prayer. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 2, he says this, when you go through the waters, I will be with you. Glory be to God. And when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame remain upon you. For I am the Lord your God. I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. Verse 4 says this, since you are precious in my sight. When I read that tonight, I almost ran. Since you are precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, verse 5 says, for I am with you. I will bring forth your seed. Glory be to God. God is going to make it happen. Your seed will come forth. Verse 18 and 19 says this, remember you not the former things, neither the things of old. Behold, that means pay attention to God, not this world. Behold, I will do a new thing.
Amen.
I'm going to stop right there because I'm about to run around this house. I will do a new thing. New relationships are going to happen. Pastor Rebecca preached a word. I pray that you're watching on our Facebook page. A word on Sunday. Glory be to God. Breakthrough is now.
Yeah.
That was the subtitle. Breakthrough is now. She spoke about having a breakthrough. And I believe tonight is a Kairos moment. I believe tonight is an appointed time for somebody. I believe tonight that breakthrough has come to you.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. So glory be to God as we pray tonight. God is up to something mighty, a new anointing, a new body. If you have experienced sickness or torment or suffering, new friendships, a new mindset, a new attitude toward life,
yes,
a new heart, a new perspective.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
That's why he said, forget the former things. Some of us are still stuck on what people said, how they treated us, what they did or did not do for us, and we can't move past that moment. We can't move past that hurt. We can't move past that disappointment. But God says to you tonight and to me tonight, forget that mess. Forget the former things. Move on with your life. Allow me to create this new thing in your life. He said, I will bring your seed forth. Many of us are still dreaming and hoping and desiring the destiny that God ordained for us. And the devil don't want us to hope. The devil don't want us to desire. The devil don't want us to want better or to receive or expect things to change. But I like you should tell the devil he's a liar on tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray because and right here in verse number 21 and 25, we're going to read this and stop. He says, this people have I formed for myself. That's you and for me. God created us for him. That's why we were not stillborn. That's why we were not aborted. That's why we were not miscarried in our mother's womb. We were created for him. He says to show forth my praise. Oh, we're going to praise tonight. Glory be to God. I feel a praise coming on me right now for the goodness of God. And verse 25, he says this, I am he who blotted out your transgressions. That's the sins that we keep committing over and over again. We're promising God that we won't do it again. The iniquity that remains in our life, we repent and we feel bad about some of the things we're still involved in. But God says this, for my own sake, I will not remember your sins no more. Glory be to God. The enemy is the one that condemns us. The enemy is the one that reminds us how messed up we are sometimes. The enemy is the one that want to put our sins before us in the forefront of our thoughts. But God says tonight, let it go and let God.
Move past, glory be to God, your behavior. Move past your mistakes. Move past the place that got you stuck in life. I never forget hesitating whether I should get married again. Procrastinating on whether I should give marriage a chance again. I love my wife's testimony, being a high school dropout, getting a GED, going from welfare to Wall Street, not being stuck. But God had to give her the ability to move on. And God is saying tonight, as we pray, forget the former things. I'm doing a new thing. Father, we open up our lives to you tonight. That one in the hospital will be discharged. That one in prison will be given a second chance. My wife preached about the woman bound up for 18 years. Woman, thou art loose. You have been betrayed. You who have been hurt. You have been messed over by people. Tonight you are loosed and free. In the name of Jesus, move on. Glory be to God. God has a Boaz for you. God has, hallelujah, like Queen Esther, glory be to God, a king for you. God has better for you. In the name of Jesus, he said, forget the former things. Forget the job that laid you off. I have abundance in mind for you. In the name of Jesus, forget what you tried and failed at. I have a glory be to God praise report with your name on it. In the name of Jesus, God gave me victory over cancer, and I'm praising God today. Hallelujah. Cancer came to kill me, but he gave me a supernatural turnaround. Things came to bind us up and keep us bound, like that woman bent over for 18 years. But when Jesus touched her, when Jesus touched you, when Jesus touched me, the devil had to let us go. Oh, I know I'm not supposed to preach tonight, but I feel a preaching anointing. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray. Hallelujah. We're going to pray with power and authority tonight. We're going to pray because so many, the devil think that he got them defeated. So many, the devil think he has you down and you won't get up. So many, the devil has you discouraged and you're fighting. I told my wife today, the Apostle Paul said, I have fought the good fight. I have run my race. I have kept the faith. And I'm going to say that to you tonight. Go ahead and run your race. Don't look at what other people are doing. Run your race. Go ahead and keep the faith. That's why you called in tonight, because you got faith. You got power in the Word of God. You believe, and God is going to honor your belief. God said it in the scripture that I just read. You are precious in my sight. We belong to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight, my wife preached about breakthrough, and I believe somebody going to get a breakthrough tonight, a breakthrough in their finances, a breakthrough in their relationship, a breakthrough in the way that they think, a breakthrough in what's going on in their body, a breakthrough from what's going on in their mind, in the name of Jesus. So we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, and what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. What we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So I bind up that oppressive spirit, that thing that has oppressed us, that thing that has depressed us, that thing that has tried to possess us. We bind it up in the name of in the name of Jesus. So Lord, free that marriage up. Let that husband and wife love like they should love one another. In the name of Jesus, let that marriage, my wife preached the word about shining, your time to shine. Let their marriage shine. Let their family shine. Let their career and their business take off and begin to make a lot of money. Let it shine. Let that ministry begin to shine. Let that church, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, new creation. It's a season for you to shine, baby. In the name of Jesus, new creation is going to shine in this season. New creation is going to grow in this season. New creation is going to change in this season. New creation is going to be blessed in this season. New creation is going to manifest miracles in this season. So I pray for new creation church, that God, your hand would be on it. You said, lest I build a house, they that labor, labor in vain. Lest I watch over my church that I planted in Hillside, New Jersey, they that work. Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, work in vain. So God, we give it to you tonight. We give every member to our God. We give every situation to our God. We give every problem to our God tonight. Every sickness, every disease. Kathy Thompson, you got the victory in the name of Jesus. Every prayer request coming forth in new creation. Carmen, Carlo, Jay, in the name of Jesus. Every member, Tanisha, Tanisha, Tracy, every member, Hakita, you got the victory. Those that mourn, mourn with them in the name of Jesus. Every member, you got the victory. Pastor Rebecca, you got the victory. 2020 vision, healthy eyes in the name of Jesus. You got the victory. Glory be to God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. God, every person. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
have mercy in every situation. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, you are on this line tonight.
Yes, God.
There's a new anointing for somebody tonight. God knows you've been trying, but the devil has frustrated you as we've been brought into this ninth month of September. With 4 months remaining in the year, God is going to do something mighty and new in your life, I believe, by faith right now. Those of you who are believing God by faith, it's already done. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We just praise you on tonight. You are worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your word, that you're doing a new thing, oh, God, that it shall spring forth, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for those on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, for our Pastor Anthony, God, and his pouring out on tonight, God. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. You alone are worthy. You are worthy to be praised.
Yes.
And Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, for those, Father God, who have been impacted by Hurricane Harvey, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray your blessings upon them, God. We pray, Father God, for healing for those who have lost loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will comfort their hearts, even that as, Father God, there are so many that lost lives during this hurricane, Father God, that came forth through the state of Texas, God, through the city of Houston and surrounding cities, God. We pray, Father God, your grace, your mercy, your healing hand upon those, Father God, who have been impacted, those who have lost loved ones, those who have, Father God, been injured, those who have lost their homes, those who, Father God, who are still stranded. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you, Father God, will just let the recovery process, Father God, accelerate, my God, accelerate the recovery process, Lord, and let those, Father God, who, Father God, are still trying to pull their lives together, God, give them the grace, my God, give them the grace, Father God, to sustain, Father God, this time of testing, this time of trials, this time of tribulation, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray tonight, Father God, for those, Father God, who are in the path of Irma, oh God, we pray now, Lord, and we say peace be still to all of the winds, every hurricane wind that is blowing on tonight. We say peace be still, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for breakthrough, my God, even in this weather pattern, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that the thief, the devil, comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Lord, you sent your son that we would have life and have that life more abundantly.
Yes.
So, Lord, we pray abundant blessings, Father God, over every life,
very
oh God, that
God.
You will still the waters, that you will hold back the waters, God. You control the wind and the rains, God. You control the waves of the sea, God. You control all things, my God. Everything is created by you, for you, and consists through you, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, God, that you either have control over these hurricanes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, or whatever they want to call them, Lord, we say peace be still, God, and we pray, Father God, for safety. We pray, Father God, that the winds will pass over humanity and that no lives will be taken, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we love you tonight and we bless your name, God. We pray for those on the prayer list, those who have submitted prayer requests through New Creation Christian Ministries. We pray for Aida tonight, Lord, that she would have a love for God like never before. Lord, she wants to love you like never before. So we pray for her on tonight, God, for a closer walk with you, God. We pray for Sister Carmen, oh God, Lord, and her niece, Yari, my God, who is battling, my God, cancer,
we
breast cancer.
Yeah.
And we bind up that spirit of cancer, and we lose healing over Yari's life in the name of Jesus. We lose a supernatural healing to go through, Father God, these phone waves and to go through the space and time and Father God, through the natural realm and the spiritual realm, oh God, and touch Yari, oh God. Touch her body, oh God. Loose your power, Father God, for supernatural healing in her body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Even as she reads the book, Victory, Victory Over Cancer, winning every battle in life, my God, that she will experience your supernatural power, your supernatural healing power. We hear her life in the name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Carmen tonight and every member of her family, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her husband, Mingo, and for her children, God, every single one of them, Ricky and Kevin and Yvette and all of her children, oh God, Nick. We pray for Sister Carmen and all of her children, and we pray for her grandchildren. Father God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that for your healing hand, Father God, and whatever that family needs, God, that you will touch that family, God, that you will, Father God, bless them above what they can think, ask, or imagine, God. Sister Carmen is faithful, and she doesn't ask for much, God. So, Lord, we are interceding for her. She's a very important part of this prayer line, very important part of this church, and we pray and intercede for her and her family, and we bind up any plan of Satan that would try to come against, because we know whom you have blessed that Satan wants to tempt. So, Lord, we bind up the hands of Satan, and we declare victory in every single area of her life, every area of her family's life, God, that they are walking with you, that they are, Father God, loving on you, that they are, the bond of the family is becoming stronger, even stronger than ever before, and every rift has been repaired, my God, in the name of Jesus, every heart is being healed, and every, my God, every situation is whatever they need, God, that you have stepped into the middle of every situation and resolved every situation. So, Lord, we thank you for that family, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Callow household. Bless them from the bottom of the basement beams to the top of the roof rafters in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you in advance for touching her family, God. Bless Jessica on her birthday, God. I believe it's tomorrow, God. Bless her, God. Bless her and bless her indeed, God. Give her the desires of her young heart as she continues to seek after you, oh God. Let her enjoy her time of celebration and even during the school year. Keep her, Father God, keep her focused and let her mind go excel anything that she's ever attempted before, God. Give her retention and give her the ability to study without stress, God, and to take tests and to excel at every test, my God. So, Lord, we thank you for blessing the Callow household, God. And, Lord, we pray for the Bryants on tonight, God. We pray, Father God, for Sarah and Reverend Al Bryant on tonight, God. We pray for supernatural healing, God, that you would touch Reverend Al, God. Jesus. Touch him in a mighty way, God. Yes. Touch his mind. Touch his body. We thank you, Lord, for manifesting healing. We thank you, Lord, that breakthrough is now. My God, that healing is now. That deliverance is now. My God, that is manifested right now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So touch him. Touch his mind. Thank you for healing in his mind, his brain, his body. My God, every function. My God, in the name of Jesus, we pray finally for Kathy Tossel. My God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her. Even as she's in the hospital, Beth Israel Hospital, Lord, we thank you for the praise report. Oh, that came this morning, God, that there is no blockage, my God.
Come on.
And everything that the doctor didn't do right, that you fixed it on today, God. In the name of Jesus, she testified to your healing, miraculous power. And we thank you, Lord, that you don't allow us to be put to shame.
Jesus.
That when we testify about your goodness and your mercy and your grace, that testimony won't be reversed,
Jesus.
My God. And the devil can't touch whom you have blessed, no man, no devil, no demon can curse. So, Lord, we thank you that she's healed, set free, and delivered in Jesus' mighty name. So, Lord, continue to have your way, even on this prayer line, Lord. We just thank you and we praise you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Meet every need on this prayer line. Meet every need. Meet every need, God. Those who call in, those who will raise their hands, those who won't. Meet every need, God. We are kingdom. We thank you, Lord, that we are victorious through Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, to God be the glory. We're opening up the phone lines now. If you press one on your phone, a praise report, a prayer request, we have seen and we still believe in the power of prayer. Pastor going to take this first caller tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Coming from the area code 919, ending in the number 9. God bless you this evening. 919.
Hey, everybody. This is Jamila. How you doing?
Hello. Say the name again.
Jamila.
Jamila, God bless you. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Right now, I just ask for prayer. I'm not going to ask for anything specific, but if you guys could just, you know, pray as you are led, and I'm open to receive that.
Yeah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you tonight for Jamila in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that she believes in the power of prayer tonight. Lord, you know what she stands in the need of. Lord, you know every situation. Hallelujah. You know every trap, every wall of the devil right now. But you told her to count it all joy. And right now we speak a supernatural blessing over her life. Lord, we believe even through that scripture tonight that she has experienced breakthrough. Lord, we believe by right now that you have done a new thing. Even as Pastor Rebecca said, right now, she is in a right now moment. So God, hallelujah, we pray that you seal what you have already done in her life. Lord, she has prayed. Lord, she has believed by faith. So right now, we pray that her faith will not weaken. We pray right now that spirit of frustration and discouragement and that spirit of disappointment that tried to get her down and get her bitter in the name of Jesus will never prevail over her young life. I thank you, Lord, that the great faith that she has to believe and dream and desire greater for her life and her family will come to pass. The manifestations of your miracle on this side of heaven will happen for her. Right now, in the name of Jesus, it is her season to shine.
Yes.
It is her season to give you praise. And I thank you that right now she has authority over the devil in the name of Jesus. And what she binds will be bound. What she loose, it will be loose. So, Lord, remind her of the authority that you have given her. Remind her that you love her. And as we read tonight, she is precious in your sight. Remind her, God, that she will be successful and get victory in every area of life. I thank you, God, for the word that's over her, that she is more than a conqueror in the name of Jesus. You chose her before the... Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, Jamila. I feel the Holy Ghost right now as I was getting ready to say it. God chose you before the foundations of this world. God chose you to bring forth praise for his name. God chose you because he knew that no matter what you walk through in life, you will be faithful to him. And now God is going to bless you. God is going to use you. God is going to honor you because you've been faithful to him. Now God is going to be faithful back to you. So God, as we continue to pray for her, I believe that she's going to walk in blessings. I believe that goodness and mercy are following her all the days of her life. I believe that no weapon against her will prosper in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So God, continue to put a hedge around this young lady.
Yes, God.
Put a protection around her family and those she care about. Bless her money. Allow her to prosper and be in good health as her soul prospers.
Yes, Lord.
So God, as she go to church, as she read the word, as she pray, as she study your Bible, as she build a relationship with you, God, I thank you for spiritual strength.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you that you've already shown her that she's stronger than what she's ever realized.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, every situation, give her the ability to stand up under it.
Yes.
Every situation, give her the ability to endure it. Everything that's not going right in her life, give her the ability to outlast it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
As we read that word tonight, sometimes you're going to go through those fire moments. You're going to go through those flood moments. But God will never put on you more than what you can handle, young lady. God will never put on you more than what you can bear. So even when it looks like it won't get better, no matter how great the storm is, you're going to come out, and you're going to come out better. Amen?
Amen. I receive that. In the name of Jesus.
God be the glory. Well, we thank God for you tonight, and I believe he's doing a new thing in your life. So open up your heart and your mind to the new things that God is up to in your life. But God bless you tonight.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. God is going to do something wonderful and new and mighty in her life, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God is just awesome, and he has a very specific plan for our lives. As we continue to walk with him, that plan will manifest, Pastor. So those words that you spoke, I confirm and concur that the words that you spoke over her life, that God is, whatever she's going through, God has already gone out before her and given her the victory.
It's not easy, but she got the victory.
Amen. We're going to take another call. Area code 919. Area code 919. God bless you.
Hey, Pastor Rebecca. This is Nichelle. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. God bless you. How are you, Prophetess?
I'm doing well. I was calling in for prayer tonight. I wanted prayer. I'm back in school. I'm having some, I'm struggling a little bit with school. And just to stay focused, I would like prayer about that. And I also would like prayer about marriage as well.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for your daughter, oh God, Michelle. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, that she comes to you, Father God, humbly, oh God, seeking your will for her life, oh God, seeking your hand, seeking your Father God, your intervention, even in situations where she may want to go one way and you may see her going another. Another God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you right now, Father God, for the Father God, the power of prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, even as she's in school, God, we pray, Father God, that you will open her eyes, give her direction, give her guidance, give her discernment, God, give her clarity, God, even in her studies, in the name of Jesus. Let her know, Father God, even which classes to take, what to do, what semesters, Father God, how much of a load to take on, Father God. Give her, Father God, the assurance, Father God, that she can do this thing, that she can excel in her studies. Father God, I just thank you that you have put all ability within her, Father God, to do these things that you have called her to do. And even as she pursues higher ground, even as she pursues, Father God, higher education, oh God, that you will, Father God, just turn on, Father God, your lamp, Father God, and allow that word, allow that lamp, Father God, to guide her steps and to order her steps, oh God, and show her the way to go, God. We thank you, Lord, for every, Father God, for every dark area that's being brightened, Father God, even as she gets up on a daily basis, Father God, not certain, Father God, of whether or not you will have her to go this way or that, God. We just thank you, Father God. I pray for clarity tonight, God. I pray, Father God, for the light, Father God, the lamp of your word unto her feet, Father God. I pray, Father God, for her steps, oh God, to be ordered by you, oh God, not what Nichelle wants, but God, what you want. So, Lord, let her, Father God, pursue, Father God, those things which you have, Father God, ordained for her to pursue, oh God, and only those things, oh God, not to please man, but, Father God, to be pleasing unto you. So, Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that she's in school, that she will be able to handle the workload, that she will be able to handle the stuff, that there will be no stress, Father God, oh glory, hallelujah, that there will be no stress, that there will be no sense of being overwhelmed, oh God, hallelujah, that she will be able to balance taking care of her household, taking care of her children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that every need will be met, that the tuition will be paid, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father God, for her relationships, my God, in the name of Jesus, even pertaining to marriage, God. Wow.
Yeah.
Glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, even pertaining to marriage, God, I thank you, Lord, my God, even pertaining to marriage, that you will shall give her the desires of her heart. You know, it's amazing. Even as I prayed pertaining to marriage, I saw you with the wedding dress
on. I see that. Glory be to God.
My God, holding the flowers. My God, coming down the aisle. Actually, you were not coming down the aisle. You were standing. You were getting ready to come down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So this is a season of preparation for you as God prepares you for your groom. Amen. There's a grooming taking place,
mm-hmm.
not just for marriage, but for ministry, for like Pastor said, for life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That God has been grooming you. He's been getting you ready. I see Queen Esther, not only your veil is like a crown. It's white, but it goes around your head and it's like flowing. And God has prepared you to take your role, your rightful position in life, where you have been knocked back and knocked down. My God, God is saying delay is not denial. Delay has not canceled out my plan for you. And we've been here. God says, I hear God saying, we've been here before. My God, hallelujah. Where even when you have had the desire to be married or the thing has come up, the subject has come up in your relationship, in one of your relationships. But God is saying, this is the season where you get ready to walk into some things that you have not walked into before. It's a new season. It's a new thing that God is doing. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for the bride. My God, I hear you, Lord. God says, let her know that she is already a bride. My God, she's not going to become a wife. She's already a wife. My God, hallelujah. And you are a blessing. I see you being a blessing to your husband. My God, hallelujah. I was asking God, when he said you are already a bride, by the way, my mind went to the spiritual realm. And I'm asking God, what are you saying? That she's a bride, a part of the body of Christ? He says, no, she will have a literal husband, and she will be, that man will be blessed, and that man will know that he's blessed because she is his wife. Wow. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing the number 5. I don't know if God's speaking about five. I'm seeing five. I'm not going to take it any further than that because I don't have any clarity on that. So, Lord, we just thank you for, Father God, the grace to be married. God has graced you to be a wife. Amen. Hallelujah. The number five represents grace. God says, I have graced her to be a wife, and she doesn't have to push her way in. You're going to know. Oh, I hear God. I hear you, God. I hear you. It's like you're like, God, how will I know if this is my husband? How will I know? And God says, he has graced you to know. You will know. You're going to know. It's not going to be any ifs, ands, and buts about it. You're not going to have to question it. This guy's going to treat you like the queen that you are. Wow. He's going to be committed to you. He's going to be into you. As a matter of fact, I see him being more into you than you're into him. Amen. Hallelujah. And God says, you're going to know that this is the man that I have ordained for you to marry. There will be no question. So God said, do not proceed. Do not proceed without clarity. Do not proceed without peace in this area. Hallelujah. Because he's going to give you clarity. He's going to give you peace. And he's going to give you certainty in this area when it pertains to marriage. Hallelujah. So Father God, we just thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life. And, Lord, continue to let your light shine. My God, the Lord's glory is upon your life.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's glory is resting upon your life. Hallelujah. And there's nothing that God is going to withhold from you because you delight yourself in him. My God, so continue to delight. I see you getting deeper and deeper into your relationship with God, and God releasing more and more. There's so much. Even as you walk, there's so much stored up for you. And God says, you continue to pursue me. Everything that I have for you is being released. There's a supernatural release taking place in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this woman of God and her heart towards you. Every mistake is erased. My God, hallelujah. God says, do not allow the devil to accuse you. Every mistake has been erased. There's a season of restoration and release that you are in right now. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for this new season that you have our sister in, that it's a season of restoration and release, and that everything that you have for her, she shall obtain. It shall manifest in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you tonight. Amen. As Pastor was speaking into your life, I did see a wedding in your future as well. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. And God is saying that to you today. Just keep going after his kingdom. He even showed me, Pastor, as her level of education increase, her salary will increase.
Wow.
There's a lot of people who get great education, but the salary doesn't come up. It's just another credential. But I see you, whatever you're getting as far as education or better credentials, even God is going to raise your salary and raise, amen, your status in the area of income in the name of Jesus. So stay focused in this season as you continue your education, and I know God is going to bless you in every area of life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen, I just wanted to say something, if it's okay with you guys. Is it okay?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. First, I just wanted to let Prophetess Rebecca know that the stuff that she prayed for me is, I was in prayer earlier, and I also was praying to God about grace, and there's so many things that you said was confirmation, and also with you, Pastor Anthony, is I wanted to confirm something that I had been kind of struggling when it came to school, you know, because some of it I think is me being lazy, but I heard God tell me to go to school for psychotherapy. And so it requires a lot of schooling, and I didn't really want to do it. But when you was praying for me and speaking to me, I heard God, well, I saw the word PhD. And so I'm going to continue to pursue that. And I was talking to my son last night, and I wanted to, I don't know why, Pastor Anthony, you came to my mind. But my son has been struggling. His dad has not really been in his life, And I was talking to my son about mentors or whatever. I'm not asking you for anything but prayer. I'm just asking you to just continue to cover my son in prayer, because you know what a man needs. And as I was talking to him last night, he was saying to me, he said, Mommy, he said, you don't know. He said, you don't know what a guy needs. You a girl. And I said, well, Josh, you're right. And I was asking him, because I went to him about that. You know, we have family members and stuff, but they're not in the same area that we are in. And I just want somebody that I trust the God in them. I know that my family males will not hurt my son, but I just want him to have that godly thing. You know, because I know that will keep him when nothing else will. But the reason I brought this to you, Pastor Anthony, is because I trust the God in you. So I just ask that you would just keep my son lifted. You know what I'm saying? And you have to do it because you asked me to pray about your book. So you owe me a favor, too.
So, to God be the glory. Yes, and your prayers are working. I'm almost sold out, and we're going to reorder. But we want to pray for your son real quickly before we let you go. What's his name again?
Justin.
His name is Joshua.
Amen. Let's lift him up real quick before we let you go. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this young man, Joshua, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Even in Joshua, the Bible was a mighty, powerful man that did great wonders for your word. And we thank you right now as his mother has a desire for her son to be that man, to be that kingdom man of valor that someday, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will be the husband and the wife and the husband and the father that he's going to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, right now for a spiritual impartation and to his young life. Lord, give him the ability, hallelujah, as he go from boyhood to manhood,
yes,
as he goes through school and educate his mind, as he interact with males and females, Lord, as he goes through the peer pressure moments in the name of Jesus, that God, you will be with him. Hallelujah. Honor him, God, as his mother honors you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you right now, even as you said, a spiritual mentor, God,
yes,
knowing that the spiritual is more mighty, more powerful than the natural.
Yes, sir.
Right now, we speak to Joshua that he is a strong man. He
yes.
is a mature man. He will grow, Lord, even, hallelujah, as a teenager and grow into manhood in the
yes.
things of God in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, protect him. Hallelujah. Give him the mind of Christ
yes.
at an early age.
Yes.
Give him a heart and an attitude toward the things of God. Let him, Lord, fall in love with the things of God in the kingdom of heaven at an early age in the name of Jesus. Yes, this world will offer him certain things, but God, give him the desire to abstain. Give him the desire, Lord, and the ability, hallelujah, to take authority even over his mind and it's a testosterone level that will rise up periodically, Lord, and allow him, hallelujah, to be the man that you called him to be. So, Lord, watch over Joshua. Keep him, Lord, in all of his ways in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
God.
Watch over him through your angels, Lord. Keep him and protect him from harm and danger,
yes.
even as his mother cannot be with him 24/7. Watch over this young man, even his decisions, even the choices that he makes of the friendships and the relationships. Even God giving him discernment at a young age to choose right like King Solomon.
Yes.
We believe right now that Joshua has a wonderful future.
Yes.
That he will grow up to be a mighty man of God. So, Lord, in those in-between times and years, watch over this young man and keep him in all of his ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That son is going to make you proud. And I know he's going to be the man of God that you desire him to be. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. To God
amen.
Be the glory.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
God
we
bless
thank
you
God
too,
for your pleasure. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
She is a blessing to the kingdom, and I'm so glad that she is ambitious, and God is going to, as she sets goals for herself and go for her dreams, God is going to honor every decision.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
We got another caller that we're going to take tonight. Pastor, what area code is that?
678.
678, you're on the air tonight. God bless you. 678.
There's a praise in the inside that I can't do myself.
I'm having lots of problems with my phones today. That are walking in and out of my apartment. Guys, so I'm going to be real quick. I want to give praise to God and thank Him for everything in my life. I want to thank Him for waking up this morning, for everyone He has put in my path, for these people on the prayer line. Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, I did get my answer for my disability.
Amen.
And they approved it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He was trying to keep me to go on this prayer line, and he is still playing with my mind because even though it's been approved, they told me they were going to send me an award letter, and then they started telling me about, because all this is new to me, to talk about supplemental Social Security and then disability. That I'm really confused about the whole thing, so I'm just going to leave it in God's hand like I've been doing all this time, and when the final word comes in, then I'll rejoice even more. But I am rejoicing now for that little bit of news that I got from Social Security verbally telling me that. So I'm looking forward to that reward letter, and I thank God so much. God is always looking over me, and He's my everlasting God. He's my healer, my provider. He's my everything. I mean, I'm just so thankful to God, and I'm thankful for all these prayers every Tuesday, every night, every Sundays. I talk to God day and night every time I get up. I just find myself talking to Him more and more, and I want so much more of Him. Just want to give thanks to God, thanks to those people that I love so much and that love me as well. And I want to just say prayer for this hurricane that's coming. I have a lot of family in Florida and Puerto Rico, and I don't even know if that's what we're getting, but we're getting lots of rain and a lot of thundering tonight. So I'm just hoping that everybody stays safe. And once again, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, well, to God be the glory. We are so celebrating with you. So many on this prayer line know your journey, know the ups and downs and the ins and outs of this process. And as you said, still waiting on a reward letter and still waiting on some things to be finalized. But we still believe that all things are going to work together for your good. Because
yes,
even
Lord,
getting yes and the approval, we know God is with you. Amen.
Yes.
So I know you're going to be singing for the Lord right now. Amen. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
even as we have received this praise report,
yes,
of this approval, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank you, hallelujah, for Sister Maria. We thank you, Lord, that you are watching over her income, watching over her livelihood, watching over her, because you say you are her provider, not this world, but God, you will meet every need according to your riches in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that you move the heart of those in power. You have given her favor in the sight of this situation in the name of Jesus. God, you are the one, hallelujah, that's working on her behalf continuously in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we believe by faith right now, as Pastor Rebecca already said, it's already done, that you would meet every need and bless her son, bless her livelihood, bless her household in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, as she prays you, as she celebrate this victory in her life, move in every other area of her life,
yes,
in the name,
yes,
of Jesus. Lord, we know, glory be to God, that she is precious in your sight. You want her to sing songs of Zion.
Yes.
You want her to keep a praise on her lips.
Yes.
And the devil, hallelujah, he's still trying to come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Lord, you're holding him at bay in the name of Jesus. So Lord, every fire that she has walked through, every flood that she has come through, Lord, you say you're still doing a new thing in her life. So God, we praise you for the new thing, even this approval,
We praise you, God, for the new thing, even this yes, hallelujah. We praise you, God, that you have opened the door that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. So keep Sister Maria, keep the joy of the Lord in her heart, that she will praise you, Lord, and testify about your goodness. Be a witness about your wonders, and let her light so shine before men that you would give her Father glory who is in heaven. So, Lord, keep meeting the desires of her heart.
Yes, God.
Keep allowing her to be encouraged,
thank you,
God,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Continue
thank
to
you.
Heal her body. Continue to heal her body.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to heal her body. Total healing in Jesus' name. So, God, we believe the breakthrough.
Yes, God.
We believe that every area of her life is being blessed.
Yes.
So, God,
yes.
Continue to put a song in her mouth.
Yes, God.
Continue to put a song on her lips and continue to put the joy in her heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We bind the spirit of interruption. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Any child
come
thank
into your life. Even as the phone, the problems with the phone, God is saying no interruption, no distraction,
yeah.
Extra stuff. Nothing can stop
in the, way.
The blessing that I have for your life. God says relax and receive. God wants you to relax. He said put your weight on me. Just relax and receive. That season of the devil snatching stuff away from you is over. That season of the devil trying to come and take what God has already blessed you with is over. God says, what I have for you is for you, and can't nobody take it. So God says, it's already done. Even as you were testifying, I just sat back in my chair, and I said, it's already done. It's already done. It's a done deal. And God just went ahead and just act like you already got it. Go ahead and act like you already got it, because there won't be no surprises. Not going to be nobody pulling the back. There ain't going to be no, I changed my mind. God said, tell her, I have not changed my mind about what I have for her. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for your praise report. And God says that applies to every area of your life. God is doing a new thing. He's in your finances, in your relationships, in the life of your son. Everything around you is changing. Everything around you is new. Then you come out of your season of wilderness, and you're in a season of prosperity. You're in a season of blessings. My God, hallelujah. You're in a season of rejoicing. You're in a season of joy. My God, hallelujah. And God's going to continue to make you laugh. He's going to continue to allow praise to come forth out of your belly for him. And God said, just keep praising me. Just keep praising me, because there's so much more. This is just the beginning, but there's so much more I have in store, says the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And
amen.
We are going to be here to hear the praise reports, because we know they are coming.
More praise.
Thank you.
Wow, this is a season of overflow. Somebody on this prayer line needs to hear you're in a season of overflow. My God, what I'm hearing on this prayer line tonight is that God has released a season of overflow into the lives of those who have been faithful.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Thank
my God, your season of lack is over. Your season of waiting is over. Your season of interruption is over.
Jesus.
You have reached the point of no return. You have reached the point where the dam has burst.
Thank
my God.
You,
in the name of Jesus. And all you have to do is receive it,
Jesus.
Believe it, and receive it. Believe it and receive it. My God, believe it. Continue to move forward like it's already done. That word was not just for Sister Maria, but it's for me and Pastor and all of you guys who are still on the prayer line. Believe it and receive it. Move forth like it's already done. because God has already manifested in the supernatural realm what he has prepared for you in the natural realm. Just act like you know it. Act like it's already yours. My God, they're going to think you crazy. My God, acting like you're driving the Mercedes when you're driving the hoopty. Come on, somebody. But one day that Mercedes, that hoopty's going to be that Mercedes.
Amen.
My God, so we just thank God for manifestation and what he's doing in our lives. We're going to go off the line. We're not going to stay until 9. We're changing from 7:30 to 8:30. That was our original hour of power, unless the lines overflood and we get so many calls that we have to stay. But we're not going to prolong the time. For those of you who have prayer requests, we thank God for each and every one of you. We have on Sunday, we have prayer requests in our basket. I want to lift up these last two prayer requests. Lord, we pray for Sudani right now. Father God, my granddaughter who submitted a prayer request for her family, God. Lord, we thank you for a season of breakthrough for the Thomas family, God, for my daughter Hakida and her children, God, that they've been going through much, Father God, but we thank you for that overflow hitting her house, my God, not overflow of bills or disaster, but an overflow of your blessings here in Hakita's house. So we pray for Sudani and her family. Help them to deal with their mourning process as they lost a dear friend on last week, oh God, and we went to the homegoing service on today. Continue to keep that family, God, and give them the peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray, Father God, hallelujah, for that family, God, that you would continue to do what you do, what you only you can do. And we pray for all on the prayer line on tonight, God, that you would bless every home, that you would keep every home, that you would, Father God, bring provision, oh God, provide, Father God, for every need, that you would bring the overflow. We pray for supernatural breakthrough, my God, of overflow coming in the natural realm, not just in the spoken realm, not just out there waiting to come, but Lord, let it come now. Let it be breakthrough now, God, in the homes of the lives of the people, God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, even for my life, God, as I celebrated another birthday on yesterday, God. I thank you, Lord, for my health. I thank you that I'm not on any medications. I thank you, Lord, that you're keeping me, even with this thing with my eyes, God. I thank you, Lord, that they have died. Well, if they have diagnosed, God, you gave me 20/20. I had severe astigmatism, and Lord, you gave me 20/20. God, 2020 vision, and I bind up the devil who's trying to come back and take back what you have given me, that there cannot be any reversal, that you have blessed me, and I am blessed, Lord.
Amen.
So I thank you, Lord, even for this procedure that I have to have on tomorrow, God, that, Lord, that you will be there, that it will be pain-free, God, hallelujah, and that the recovery time will be rapid. So, Lord, I just thank you, and I praise you for my 2020 vision, oh God, and that there will be no more diagnosis, and that the prognosis is healed. Oh my God, in Jesus' mighty name, I speak healing over every life. In the name of Jesus, I speak breakthrough over every life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Well, we thank God for you tonight. Amen. As Pastor, as we go off the air, praying for Mother Mae Thomas in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to watch over her and keep her and all that she do, Brother Jamal, Sister Gail, Sister Rita, so many that look this way for prayer in the name of Jesus. Watch over these families, these parents and grandparents, Sister Tunisia, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you will reveal her purpose to her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Show her, God, hallelujah, your desire for her heart in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give all of these to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. But we thank God for everyone on the prayer line tonight. Please sow a seed into the ministry. Anything the Lord puts on your heart will be greatly appreciated. Hallelujah. We, as we've been sharing with you some updates on our ministry, we've been blessed by a keyboard player, Brother Larry, and now a drummer, Brother John. We pray for these two young men that they would continue to be a blessing to New Creation Church. So we would appreciate anything you can sow toward the New Creation Amen ministry, $20, $50, whatever the Lord place in your heart to send to us will be greatly appreciated. The ministry do have a need, and amen, we thank you for your seed in advance in Jesus' name. Just go to the website, hit the donate button, and we would be glad to receive what the Lord placed in your heart to give into New Creation Church in the name of Jesus. Please pay us a visit if you're in the New Jersey area, New Creation Church, 1482 Maple Avenue. Our service time starts at 12:30. We're in the middle of our victory series, and we, amen, have already talked about healing and breakthrough and prosperity. Amen, will be our next phase, and we thank God for you visiting us today. In Jesus' name, amen. From
you move mountains. You move mountains. You move mountains.